Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Back on the show, 10:33. Let's go to Augusta National. KMOX Senior Golf Editor Dan Reardon joining us. How are you, Dan?
Oh, I couldn't be better, Tom. This has been, I think, in the last 3 or 4 years, the best combination of Saturday-Sunday weather. And the club has exactly the golf course they want for the first time in that period of time.
That's a beautiful thing. I know that. So here you are getting ready for Sunday at the Masters. They're already underway. Let's talk about, before we get to the leaders who tee off at 1:35 Central Time, just a quick discussion, if you would, on Tiger Woods, who is on the course. He may be wrapping up. No, he's out there still. Wearing his Sunday red, but, you know, dealing with a lot on Saturday and shooting an 82. What did you think of the 48-year-old overall over the last three-plus days?
I thought the first couple of days he chipped and he putted well. But I know I probably upset people in my early Thursday morning report when I said, is this the last Masters where people talk about him as being a factor? And I think that question has been answered. You know, he just made the turn with a 4-over 39, had a triple bogey on a number 5. He's putting up numbers that are just so alien to who he has been as a player. And it's not his ability to hit the ball. I mean, he hits big drives. He hits crisp iron shots. You know, Max Homa played with him the first 2 days and said his iron play was just remarkable to see going out. What he can't do is he can't play golf. You know, it's not walking. It's not standing. It's not swinging the club. He just doesn't have enough opportunities to be in competition on a golf course to do what you need to be sharp. And maybe if he wanted to do that at age 48, but I don't know why, he could try to do that. But he would have to do that in the weeks and the months between the tournaments in which he plays.
Well, that's a good answer. Jordan Spieth, another one I wanted you to comment on, who missed the cut. I was listening on radio, actually, when he had that quadruple bogey. Just a little out of character for him.
And the word is that Jordan's a little lost in the lofted clubs, that he's struggling in that part of his bag. And Jordan has always been a guy that's experimented. I think it's telling, though, whenever he's come to Augusta, he's always gotten well. And this is the first year in a number of years, I think, where he's come here and done just the opposite. You know, last year he played with Mickelson in that group where Mickelson finished second, and Jordan made a run up the board as well. You know, he's got a month until the PGA, which is where he wants to be on form and try to complete the career slam. But as I said, the word is that he's a little lost in the lofted clubs in his bag. And that showed at 15 when he played it into the water twice.
Brooks Koepka out there right now, 7-over for the championship. Your read on Brooks?
Last year was a good year. You know, Brooks is another guy that if you really look at his record, he'll be in the Hall of Fame because he wins majors, but he doesn't win a lot. I mean, I think he's got 9 career wins if you discount LIV and Europe and those kinds of things. So for him not to perform this week is surprising, I suppose, because he's played so well in the majors. But and there has to be some question out there about, do the guys playing on the LIV tour, do they have enough competition on a week-by-week basis, and do they have enough desire on a week-by-week basis to be the same as the guys playing on the PGA Tour? They're not playing for a living. These guys are still playing for a living, even though it's a very good living.
Amen to that. I 100% agree. Just for me as a consumer, when I watch LIV, which I don't, but if I did, I would say, what am I watching? I mean, they've already won. So if I'm not invested, how the heck are the athletes going to be invested? One more thing, and I know we're going to talk to you at 11:45 more in depth about this, but your leader, Scottie Scheffler, can he finish the deal with a great iron player and Colin Morikawa chasing him down, not to mention Homa, Oberg? I mean, it's quite the field. Bryson DeChambeau as well.
Yeah, in fact, I would say if you want to look for a little lightning, look for it out of that third group out, DeChambeau and Shoffley. They could bring a little activity early on the golf course. As far as the final pair is concerned, Scheffler's had 24 holes out of the 54 he's played where he's had one putter better. So he hasn't played nearly as well as he has scored. And I think today, this golf course, as I said, is really exactly the golf course they want. He has to be a lot sharper. He's missed a lot of fairways, hasn't hit a lot of greens. And by contrast, Morikawa has played 8 through 16, that stretch of holes. He's had one bogey, and he played that stretch 6 under par. Scottie is 6 under on the par 5s. So you have a pretty good contrast in the two players in the final group.
It's going to be interesting for sure. Dan Reardon with us from Augusta. We're going to join you again at 11:45 as we give people who are out and about an opportunity to hear you a couple of times. And we'll focus on that leaderboard and what's to come for the 1:35 tee time for the final pairing of Scheffler and Morikawa. Dan, for now, we say thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Enjoyed it, Tom.
Dan Reardon reporting from the Masters in Augusta. We'll talk to him next hour. We'll take a break, and coming up at noon, the Blues are facing off against the Seattle Kraken. Their playoff window closed over the weekend, but nevertheless, we're going to chat with Hall of Famer Bernie Federko about the team and more. That's next. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX continues right after this, sponsored by Graybar.
If you're thinking about doing a little...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.